In Washington today, President Bush delivered his first speech since 2003, devoted entirely to Cuba. Mr. Bush attacked Cuban leadership. He said a day is coming when the people of Cuba will, quote, chart their own course. The president then proposed some ways the American government could make that happen. One of them involved increasing computer and internet access on the island. The World's technology correspondent Clark Boyd reports.
Mr. Bush didn't mention Fidel Castro by name in his speech today, but he didn't mince words. He called Cuba a tropical gulag, and he said that the heart of America's policy toward Cuba is, quote, to break the absolute control that the regime holds over the material resources that the Cuban people need to live, prosper, and have hope. Then he outlined one way the U.S. could help.
For example, here's an interesting idea to help the Cuban people. The United States government is prepared to license non-governmental organizations and faith-based groups to provide computers and internet access to Cuban people. If Cuba's rulers will end their restrictions on internet access for all the people.
The UN estimates that only 2% of Cuba's population is online.
Very few people have access. They have the lowest rate of internet participation in the Caribbean, even lower than Haiti.
Larry Press is a professor of information systems at California State University. He studied internet access in Cuba, and he says that first and foremost, there are financial barriers to net access there.
To get an account, one has to have hard currency, and hard currency is hard to come by in Cuba. People don't have money. So most people have access at work, and then, of course, at work, their access is controlled.
There are also controls on who can have an email address. And even if you can get online in Cuba, the aging infrastructure means it will be through dial-up, not broadband. Philip Peters is a Cuba expert with the Lexington Institute, a think tank. He says that despite these barriers, Cubans are finding ways to get online.
The internet in Cuba leaks all over the place, so there's a lot more internet access than you would think. People find ways to get on the internet. They find ways to go beyond what's officially authorized in order to use email to get on the web. There's a lot more than meets the eye.
That said, Peters doesn't think President Bush's proposal will be met with cheers in Havana.
I think what President Bush is doing is making a proposal to try to put the Cuban government on the spot. I think it would be a great idea for Cuba to change its policies, but what President Bush is proposing is a series of policies to change the political order in Cuba. And, oh, by the way, why don't you let us come in and deliver some computers? And obviously the Cuban government is not going to accept that. So this is not going to happen.
In his speech today, President Bush made it clear that the U.S. intends to keep its strict trade embargo on Cuba in place. Robert Ferris is a fellow at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. He says that that embargo directly affects Cuba's internet access.
They have only access via satellite. They do not have connections via the fiber optic cables that run quite close to the island because of the trade sanctions. If we're serious about making the internet available for the people of Cuba, then we should let them tap into the fiber optic network rather than sending them computers.
Even before Mr. Bush gave his speech today, Cuban leader Fidel Castro rejected the president's proposals. Castro said that Havana's government and citizens, not Washington, will determine their political future. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.